You think I have enough material to Wednesday midnight, but this is the April issue of the Gospel Advocate. And what caught my attention was Lambert had a whole page ad about their VBS. So let me just read it. Lambert Book House. Everything you need for VBS, including workbooks, manuals, name tags, visual aids, and more. And then they had in the raindrops, great format, perfect for rotating stations or traditional classrooms. Bible-based material written by faithful members of the Lord's Church. Colorful visual aids to help you illustrate and decorate. Ready-made craft kits available, or make crafts with everyday items. And then I view lesson one will mainly emphasize what we're going to do today. Lesson one, Noah obeys God. Genesis 6, 5 through 22. Lesson two. And I believe all the teachers will do a great job. Lesson two, God sends a flood. Genesis 7. Lesson three, God saves Noah. Genesis 8, 1 through 19. Lesson four, Noah thanks God. Genesis 8, 20 through chapter 9, verse 17. And then the bonus lesson, animals on the ark. And then here was the written material. Imagine spending over a year riding the waves of a global flood in an ark filled with eight people and thousands of animals. Noah did just that. Along the way, he discovered that God saves those who are faithful in life to him. And he found out that there is always a reason to be thankful. His faithful life is sure to inspire young people today to learn the same lessons. So let's get those last few animals loaded up and find our spots as we take off on Noah's ark adventure. I thought a lot about that. That wasn't adventure, was it? So, it might be helpful to take your dictionary and look up Noah, ark, and adventure. It really was an adventure for Noah and his family. So, that impressed me. I thought, that's going to be a great series. Chain Reference Bible. I think you can see age is beginning to catch up with. One of my thoughts was I put my name in at least the year and sometimes even the month and date. So for the Chain Reference Bible, there's my name. And then July 7th, 1953. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but some of you are not even that old, are you? So, think of it. 1953. So I thought, well, one of the things in the Cheney Reference Bible, they have material on some of the characters of the Bible. And Brian answered some of my questions. When we generally think of Noah, what comes to mind? He built an ark. Why was there a flood? Why did he build an ark? And so, for the character studies, Noah, the ark builder. His origin and early life. Now, this is, let me encourage you. What does the Bible really say about Noah and the ark in Genesis? And then through the years, what has been said? So, I thought this was a good summation. His origin and early life. Nothing is known of his early days. He first appears upon the scene when he was 500 years old. His great-grandfather, Enoch, was a man of notable piety, who, because of divine favor, escaped death by translation. Genesis 5, 22 through 24, and Hebrews 11, 5. His grandfather, Methuselah, was the longest-lived man, according to the record in Genesis. That's Genesis 5, 25 through 27. How long did Methuselah live?
969 years.
Okay. A long time, wasn't it? Now, in lesson one, we're mainly just going to emphasize Noah obeyed God. I need to obey God. You need to obey God. Everyone in our country needs to obey God. His father's name was Laman, who was apparently a righteous man, and gave his child a name that is thought to mean rest. Some would emphasize the word comfort. Think of Noah. Rest, comfort. That's Genesis 5, 29. The condition of society in his time. He lived in a desperately corrupt age. When men had become so universally depraved that the Lord had determined to destroy the race. Genesis 6, 1 through 7. In the midst of this moral darkness, Noah's life was radiant with righteousness. Genesis 6, 8 and 9. And then his divine commission. The earth being filled with violence. It was divinely revealed to Noah that there was to be a great flood which would destroy man from all the face of the earth. He was given a strange, from a human standpoint, apparently impossible task to perform, to build an immense boat or vessel for the preserving of the lives of his own family certain numbers of the animal kingdom. The greatness of the task assigned to him has seldom been fully appreciated by man. Think of Noah, the ark builder. It must be remembered that he was surrounded by a mass of godless unbelievers who would come to see his work, attracted by curiosity, and remained to scoff at him. He would become a laughingstock. He must maintain his faith and toil on year after year at a task which seemed to indicate that he had gone mad. Considering his surroundings, the magnitude of the work he was called upon to perform, and then many years spent in hard labor, he stands among all the workers of the Bible unsurpassed, if not unequaled, in persistent faith. And then they had some information about the ark. The dimensions of the ark are uncertain, depending upon the length of the ancient cubit. Now, in Lambert's lesson, I noticed that they're using the cubit as 18 inches. In the Chain Reference Bible, they're going to use 21 inches. The dimensions of the ark are uncertain, depending upon the length of the ancient cubit. And verse 30 using 21. We have accepted 21 inches as the standard length. So on that calculation, the ark was 525 feet long. 87 feet wide. 52 feet high. Now, in our book, they're going to go by 18 inches. But you might want to check that out. What does the Bible say? The time consumed in building, compare Genesis 5:32 with 7:6. It would seem that Noah warned and exhorted the people while he was engaged in his work on the ark. 2 Peter 2:5. Last days before the flood, the assembling of the animals and fowls and the entrance of Noah and his family into the ark. That's Genesis 7:1-16. I believe that's lesson 2. The Lord closes the door of the ark. Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. Events during and after the flood, the duration of the flood, recession of the waters, the resting of the ark upon land, the birds sent forth. Which birds did Noah send forth? Okay, the raven was first, then later, who did he send? The dove. The bird sent forth, leading the ark. Noah builds what? We'll study later. An altar. And offers a sacrifice. He is honored by a divine covenant. Can't miss it, can you? If there's a storm, generally there's what? A rainbow. He plants a vineyard and yields to temptation. And then his death. How long do you live after the flood? Remember, he said in Genesis 500. 350. And then for other references, which will not take time, there was the encyclopedia material. I got the whole book. And I found all the lessons very interesting and challenging. And generally the thought was in Genesis chapter 6 through 8, you have the story of the ark and the flood and Noah and his family. For my benefit, I added chapter 5 of Genesis, and then also chapters 9, 10, and 11. So, again, let me encourage you. What does the Bible really say about Noah? And what does Genesis really say about the Ark and the Flood? Now, the material I read to you from the chain reference, that's generally based on what we think the Bible actually said, and then through the years, what had been added. So, this morning, I just mainly want to emphasize, remember, Noah obeyed God. And I've been thinking a lot about Harry needs to obey God. You need to obey God. Everyone in our country needs to obey God. So, let's just know some of the references, what impressed me. So, you have your Bible. Let's begin in Genesis chapter 5, and I'm going to begin at verse 21 through the close of the chapter, verse 32. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. After he begot Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years. Did he live forever? Now, I'm not going to say, you know, most of you know how old I am. I'm probably the oldest person here. Would you be surprised? I'm thinking about, and he did what? He died. So, we're born, we live, and unless Jesus returns, We're going to do what? We're going to die. Now, I've lived most of my life. Sometime in the future, I'm going to die. And I need to be ready to die. And that means obedience. Lamech lived 182 years and had a son. And he called his name what? Noah. Saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands. Because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. After he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years, and he had what other? Had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, lesson one is mainly based on Genesis 6, verses 5 through the close of the chapter, verse 22. So I'm going to assume you're familiar with that. But let me just read some of the verses. Look at verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the what of man was great in the earth. Wickedness. And that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only what continually? Evil. I like 8 and 9. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was what kind of man? Now we've noted many were wicked. What kind of man was Noah? A just man. Perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And look how the chapter closes, verse 22 of chapter 6. Thus Noah did according to all that who commanded him. So he did. Noah obeys God. So, again, let me encourage you, really work with chapter 6 through 8. For my own benefit, I work with chapters 5 through 11. Let's turn now to Isaiah 54. Now, think of how many years between Noah and Isaiah. And we generally think about Isaiah as the messianic prophet. 700 years at least before Jesus. Now, chapter 54, verse 9. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. Now let's go to Ezekiel. Chapter 14. And now, again, again, these are just some verses that impressed me. Verse 14, even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and who else is mentioned? Job. Were in it, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness, because the Lord God. And then, same chapter, verse 20, Ezekiel, the prophet of the captivity. Even though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it as I live, says the Lord God, they would deliver neither son nor daughter, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness. Now, let's go to the New Testament, and I'm really impressed by what Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke. So in Luke 17, verses 26 and 27, and as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now again, these are verses that impress me. Let's turn out and know what Peter said. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20. Patrick, I believe this is part of your lesson. I'm sure you're going to do a great job. Who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. And then 2 Peter 3, 5, I'm in chapter 3, that's not going to help you. And did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of what? Now, many people, they live a wicked life. What about Noah? A preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. Now, we'll close with, let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 15. Here's how I would paraphrase in Genesis. Noah was a just or righteous man. He was blameless, without reproach, no evident flaw in his generation. And Noah lived for God. He wanted to please God. He emphasized righteousness in a world that emphasized wickedness. Now, listen, in John 14, 15, and I'll close with this verse. If you love me, these are the words of Jesus. What did he say? Now, I claim to believe in Jesus. I claim to love Jesus. What's he saying? How do I show that I believe and I love? Keep my commandments, or I like the translation, you will keep my commandments. So I thought about that. What's really important to Jesus that he would say and command? Noah was concerned about what does God want? I need to be concerned about what does God want? Everyone in our country, I don't care what others think, what does God think? What does God say? What does the Word really say? That's all of the lessons today. Remember, Noah wants to flee.